to the Moral Compass Podcast. T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Great song this is, huh? Kind of kicks butt. The gospel song, but man, it's great. I love gospel songs, gospel music. Just a kind of, you feel it in your soul, you know? You just feel that. They put all their heart into singing it, and they do. And it just makes you feel good. It really does. Yeah, you just kind of want to clap and dance and sing along. And just makes you feel good. Makes you feel godly, even. Really freaking awesome song. And I'll continue that song. I'll close out the show with that, rest of it. So, hi. I'm Ito. Thanks for listening. And, obviously, this is... I don't know, episode 5, I think. Although, it says it's episode 5. I guess it's 5. I thought I did 6, but I don't know. Who knows anymore? All right, so anyway, I'm trying to do some networking right now. So I contacted a podcast, Jordan Harbinger Show. And it's a pretty popular podcast, really good. In fact, I highly recommend it. There's a guest, Charles Ryu. I think that's episode 81. Listen to it. It's about this guy who escaped from North Korea. Wow, what an amazing story. And I am huge. Like, I'm not huge. I shouldn't say this. I should say I am fascinated by North Korea, even though they are evil, and I understand that. I am fascinated by it. There's no other country like it in the world, and this kid was on that show, and anyway, I recommend listening to it. I will talk about it later, you know, in a different episode, not today. I have a different plan for today, but... my point was, is that, I asked them, because they're a huge podcast, you know, millions, or I think millions, anyway, hundreds of thousands, at least, of followers and listeners and all that, I asked them how I could get mentioned or even interviewed to spread, you know, so I can get some traction on this podcast, because I figure, you know, I might gain a little traction, and it's not like I'm looking for it, but it would be nice just to kind of gain a few more listeners, just so, you know, I want to do this full time, I want to do this all the time, but for now, I can't, so... I just kind of want to build up an audience, to get me to, do it full time. And anyway, they said when you get 200 episodes, contact them. And, cause you know, a lot of podcasters, people think they want to start a podcast and don't, and, or start it, put out an episode or two and then quit. So, you know, so they just said, when you hit 100, contact us and we'll talk. And so that was pretty cool. Made me feel good. I also contacted this other podcast, Podcast Brunch Club. Never heard of it. I just was kind of doing research, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, to be honest, but it looks like it's kind of like you form like this groups of podcasts in your community, or you form a group of people in your community or whatever. You all listen to a podcast, and then you sit together and talk about it and maybe make a podcast about it. I got to look more into that. But anyway, I contacted them to see if they would like to review this one. So who knows? Maybe, maybe not. I guess I'll start off with this. If you follow UFO news, you know who Jeremy Corbell is. If not, he is pretty popular in the UFO community, and definitely polarizing. You know, people either love him or hate him. And he goes on Joe Rogan once in a while, and he brought Bob Lazar back into the fold, into the UFO community. And I won't go into all of that, but Bob Lazar is a big deal, or was a big deal back in the day. And that's how Jeremy Corbell got kind of his fame. Joe Rogan saw it and really liked it and had him on his show. But Jeremy was on this show, like some UFO phenomenon show or something on TMZ, I believe. They're doing a UFO deal thing. And he mentioned something about the lie is coming. And anyway, I'm going to play this. It's kind of long. I mean, not super long, but it's 4 minutes long. So, I might stop it partway in if it's too long. But I just want you to listen to this about the lie. And then I'll go over what it means. UFO revolution.
Your government now is what it is. Wants you to know one truth. And that truth is that UFOs are real. They've already done told you. Sometimes when you want somebody to know a truth, it's so you can set them up to believe a lie. And that's coming. I have zero doubt. That lie is coming.
What is the lie?
Specifically, you want me to say it right now, for real, real? On camera.
Well,
to be put
just,
in the show?
I mean, he just mentioned it. So
problem with that.
Of course.
If we tell the lie before it's told, they can adapt. That wouldn't be wise. I'll tell you privately, but I would really think about if you want to put this in your show.
I'm just pausing it. I'll keep going. But I mean, why would he mention that if he didn't want it to be said on the show? See, I'm a little split on this. Because he like makes a big deal about they're telling that this lie is coming. And then he's like, oh no, you shouldn't say it because then they'll know. Well, why would he even bring it up in the first, Jeremy even bring it up in the first place? that's my issue. But okay, here we go. Gonna continue.
For real. That's a real thing, I'm telling you. So will you think about it before putting it in your show?
Absolutely.
Okay. So UFOs are real, and they've been here a long time, and that's the truth.
I believe it.
But the lie is coming. All indications, like all of them, is that that lie is going to be that there is a craft slowly making its way to us here on Earth.
Say what?
And that is the lie they're going to want you to believe. It's nuanced. How they explain that, the nature of that threat. But that 100 fucking percent is the lie you are going to be told. You even got a date. People been whispering a date for a long time now. I know where that lie comes from. I know specifically what document from the 70s initiated the idea of that lie. A classified document, that is the lie you will be told. You're gonna be told that there is a craft on its way to Earth. That's the lie. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I sent you two texts today with a year. Not from me. Nope. I'm not gonna propagate that lie.
2027.
I'm not gonna say it to the camera. Everybody knows. Just start paying attention. And they'll change the date, especially if they see this. Things will change.
They will.
Because maybe I'm trustworthy. Maybe I'm worthy of your trust. Maybe I've told you the truth the whole way through it. Now you can verify it. If that's the case, then I'm fucking dangerous. You've been told the truth about UFOs for a long time now. It's been pretty orchestrated. It's been pretty clear. And it's using people that are telling the truth and want to tell the truth. Ultimately, they want you to know something. They want you to know UFOs are real. Thank God we're finally there. We're all there now. They want you to know the truth. But why they want you to know that truth now? Hope I'm wrong, but it's terrifying.
Ooh.
Think about it.
Let's scare people.
Maybe it's good to get ahead of it. Call it out now before they do it. I'll be called crazy. That's okay.
Okay, well, there we go. There you have it. The lie is coming, according to Jeremy Corbell. And, you know, I've followed UFOs my entire life. And I'm up there in age. Close to 50. Not quite, but getting there. And I listened to Art Bell as a kid. And I love that show. It was great. It was the only fringe type thing before the advent of the internet was Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Great show. And so I followed it for a very long time. And I have to say, I am split on this. I know we're being deceived, yet I know UFOs are real. And so it's kind of this mixed message to, I believe it's to keep us divided. You know, divide and conquer and all that, you know, type thing. I think that's what it breaks down to. They know UFOs are real. Aliens are real. We have been visited more than likely. There are people who have been abducted. There are people who have communicated with other beings, whether from another planet in our galaxy or another dimension. They exist. I believe all that. But everything has its limits. And I believe, and I'm not going to be political like Joe Rogan and say, I want to believe, you know. Because I do believe, and it's just a weird discussion to out there. It's one of the most difficult discussions to have, next to, politics and religion, probably UFOs. It's very controversial, and when he says the lie is coming and they want you to believe the lie and all of that. I believe he has been fed this information about that. I believe 2027 is the year that he's been fed. Whether or not it's true is a whole nother can of worms. You know, so a lot of times I believe that a lot of these people are being used, like I said, to either keep us divided or to hide something else. So they'll, like, you know, kind of like a camouflage or a smoke screen or something. Or it could even go deeper. There could be some real bad stuff, real evil, or real bad things going on that they're trying to either bring or battle or prevent us from finding out to keep us calm. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't believe that. I believe that everyone or most people are good down to their soul. You know, most people are good, want to be good, maybe don't know how to be good, but most people are good. And then there are bad people. And then there are evil people. And then there are people with mental challenges, let's say, who can't control their emotions, and you look at them as evil, but really they want to be good, but they just can't control themselves. You know, everything's a mishmash, a mix up, or whatever you want to call it, a blend of of everything. Every style, every life, every color, every whatever you want to call it. And with the internet, times everything by everything and, you know, multiply it by 10. And that's what you got right now. So if you go down that road of the UFO phenomenon, you will, or you can, get lost in this. And if you don't have an open mind, and if you don't do your research, don't do your homework, if you have to do all that stuff, and you have to have an open mind, and you have to be very skeptical about this when it comes to this topic, when it comes to this subject, it's not like, you know, there is factual anything regarding this subject. This subject has the most information with the least amount of science or study research involved. And then I'm sure there's a reason for that. And it goes all the way back, you know, for who knows how long. But probably it all begins in 1947 with Roswell and goes from there. And I've heard other stories of how that began and why that began. And it's a real, real weird one. Involves, I won't even go into that because that's another whole nother thing to go into right there. So don't take it seriously, any of this. I don't believe it. You know, it's like I said before, we know nothing. We know absolutely nothing. We think we know everything. And we know absolutely nothing. And so anything anybody ever says might have truth in it, and it might have enough truth for you to understand it a lot, but you don't know all the truth to anything. it's a tough thing to talk about. Like, there are better people who can explain this better. Sadhguru explains it real well. He talks about how, you know, do you know, if you look at an orange, or you hold an orange, is it an orange? I mean, it feels like an orange, it looks like an orange, it smells like an orange, it tastes like an orange, it must be an orange, right? But do you know how many molecules are in it? Do you know every little atom in it? Do you know every little flaw in it? You do not. So how can you believe that's an orange? And I think that's where how he says it, but I'm not totally sure. It might be, a little bit different. But, you know, how can we know anything if we don't know anything down to its core? So with the UFO thing, we know nothing. You know, I've seen UFOs personally, and I don't know what they are. Good, bad, I don't know. You know, there are a lot of people who tell you they're good, there are a lot of people who tell you they're bad. Probably both. There's probably a lot of different kinds of beings out there in the universe. I mean, the universe is infinite, at least. You know, even if there is an end to it, which I don't believe there is, but if there is an end, it's hard to believe. It's hard to think, you know, my small brain, my small little brain can't comprehend the size of it. So according to me, it's infinite. And at least, if that's true, which I believe it is, of course, I mean, there's enough evidence. I even have a telescope. Celestron StarSense is my telescope, I think. But anyway, the universe is infinite. How can there not be more? Really? So there's all kinds of different beings, I'm sure, out there. All kinds of different life. All operate in all kinds of different ways and forms. And, you know, I think we're probably on the low end of the spectrum as far as beings go. You know, intelligent beings go. Because, you know, we use our hands. We work physically. We talk with our voices. You know, even though we're very intelligent, very smart, we have nothing to compare ourselves to. But, we're stuck on this rock. We have lots of fighting. We have arguments over every little thing. You know, we can't agree on anything. There's no harmony, no unity out there. We're not a lot of it. And where there is unity, like let's say a religious group, they disagree with another religious group. So even though they might be united, they're not united, as a whole, you know. And we all need to be united. We all need to come together. Really, we do. And I'm not saying come together in a new world government or anything like that. I am saying we just, you know, it's silly what I'm saying, because you know, and it sounds like a proclamation or whatever, whatever those things are called, where you say these things that are motivational, but everybody knows what they are. You know, the can't we all get along type thing. But we do. We need to figure out a way, you know. And one way to do it is spread positive messages out there. And be kind to people. Help people. Don't ignore people. Especially those closest to you. Your family, your friends. Your co-workers, relatives, but just help Don't hurt. Don't infringe. Don't harm. Don't be controlling. Don't tell people how they should live their lives because they're doing it differently than the way you would do something. And if we can do that, if we can just kind of come to unity, I guess. If we can just come together, a lot more, we would be so much more knowledgeable. We would have higher technologies. There wouldn't be needs for secrets. There wouldn't be a need to prevent certain technologies from coming out. And there wouldn't be a need to profit from certain medicines. And instead, we would work on extending lives instead of trying just enough so we can make a buck on anything and everything. I know you know what I mean. I'm not saying it the best I can or how I want it to come out, but that's what I mean. Next thing is, might go a little long on this episode. In fact, I think I might push something another next episode. Adam Curry was on Joe Rogan, and I just thought this was really cool. I guess there's this thing called first it's by Plymouth Rock. In Massachusetts, where the pilgrims first landed here in America. And that's prior to, America being America, where it was just a big piece of land that the British were trying to colonize. And it's right near, and it's called like the Guidestone of America. And it's huge, apparently. It's gigantic. It's, I don't know the exact size. I guess I should have brought the size up. But according to Adam Curry, it's huge. So, a quick 2-minute clip I'm going to play on that. Here we go.
Somebody. Did you know that we have an actual Guidestone in America in Plymouth?
No.
It's called the Monument to the Forefathers. I'd never heard of this. It's about 2 blocks in. And it's, I think, arguably the largest granite structure in America, certainly, but maybe in the world. It was completed in 1890. And it is the Guidestone of America. And if
how do I not know about this?
No one knows about this. This is here. Check it out. The thing is huge.
Whoa.
And it's literally in a cul-de-sac, a residential area.
Really?
There's no
road.
How old
is that?
It was completed in 1890 after 50 years of building it.
Wow.
And so this is the formula for America. This is where I was going before our pee break. The formula for America. So they constructed this so that if we ever lost our way, we could find our way back. You know, when they talk about America was built on Christian values, I'm like, what does that mean? What does that even mean, Christian values? I mean, even the word Christian is like, that was actually a slur back in the day that they came up with for Jesus believers. So in the middle is Faith, that's her name, Faith, and it's 4 sides. And one is law, education, morality, and liberty, and has all these cool inscriptions. It's really something amazing to see. And I believe that's the formula that we need to get back. You live like this. Joe Rogan lives these 4 sides. You understand law, morality, education, and liberty. And if we can get back to that, you know, that would be just an, in fact, so all of our early presidents, all of them live.
Law, education, morality, and liberty. I totally agree with him. We need to get back to that. If we can go back to where our forefathers envisioned, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? We would just be And it looks, you know, to me anyway, it looks like we're going down that path, and you know, a little bit. You know, it's going to take a long time to right all the wrongs that have happened over the years, but I believe we can get back to it, get back to our core values, trim this bloated system we got. We have too many laws on the books. We have too many people justifying their jobs in Congress by enacting laws and putting bills and taxes and all that. And we need to trim that. We need to trim that fat. We need to go on a diet, and a big diet. You know, we need to go straight to keto, straight cut the carbs and just lose it. Lose all that nasty crap. And this Guidestone is pretty cool looking. You know, it kind of looks like the Statue of Liberty, but there's a couple other monuments like connected to it. And it's huge and it's real beautiful, real beautiful. It's stone, and whoever built it did a wonderful job. And if you live in the east, anywhere near Plymouth, and you've never heard of it, you should check it out. That would be pretty cool. It is, it's really neat. And it's, yeah, it's like one giant statue with, three statues, surrounding it. Yeah, I've never heard of it. So, I don't know. I just thought that was really neat, really cool thing to, have there. All right, and then I got this quick quote from Sadhguru.
There's nothing to gain, nothing to lose in this life. You came with nothing. Whatever the hell is happening, you're on the profit side.
So you came into this life with nothing. You came with nothing. You had nothing. So everything now is profit. That's just really cool. It's really cool. I mean, you think about it, yeah. Started with nothing, so anything you have is all profit from there. All right, well, thank you for listening. Yeah, there are a few things I wanted to talk about, discuss that I didn't, but that's okay. I'll talk about them some other time. Like I said, I got so many things I want to talk about. But I ask anybody, even if there's one person who listens to this show, I'm going to ask you to do something. Just pick somebody random, whether it's in your life or not, and go talk to them and learn about them. And do them, do a favor for them. You know, just, and if they're stubborn or if they say, oh no, we don't need anything, insist. Say, hey, you know, I don't expect anything in return. Let them know. I just want to help people and do it for them. Whether it's shoveling some snow, mowing a lawn, you know, I don't know, watching a kid or whatever if they trust you anyway, you know. But whatever, if it's someone you know, or if it's a stranger, you know, say, hey, you know, let me help you out somehow. You know, what do you need? What are you lacking that you think I can help you with in life? You need some advice. You need a ride somewhere. You have some dirty laundry that you need washed. Whatever it is, help that person. Help them and expect nothing in return. And that will make this world a much better place if we can all do that. All right, thank you. I'll be back soon. Have a wonderful day. Anything you can think of to help. Something big or small. Fix their car. Buy them lunch. Take them out to lunch. Sweep their porch. Thank you. This is the Moral Compass Podcast.